This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Guys, I finally made it to New York City!
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Trash on the Table, presented by Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage, Birmingham's largest, most referred, and most reviewed homegrown mortgage lender. Call their local office today, 815-9200, 815-9200, or visit them online at MortgageRightRadio.com, NMLS 2239. If you missed it yesterday, a New York jury sent El Chapo up the river. El Chapo Rockstar has been in prison before, but you know what else he's done?
He's gotten out of prison.
Escaped prison a couple times.
He's escaped prison a couple times. People say he will not do it this time. It is believed widely that El Chapo is going to be sent to the Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado, also known as ADX, which stands for Administrative Maximum. They call it the Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Isn't most of it underground?
I'll get to some details. I haven't seen that. I heard you say that earlier, but the details I have don't say it's underground, but the details are remarkable. Now, in this prison, they are in 7 by 12 foot cells with fixed furnishings made of reinforced concrete. So nothing in there but concrete. 400 inmates, most of them violent offenders, including Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. If we'd have gone dead or alive, I said he was dead. Boston Marathon bomber Dokar Tsarnaev, how do you say his name? September 11th, September 11th, conspirator, another hard name to say, and Oklahoma City bombing accomplice Terry Nichols. They are all there. Guzman is going to be sentenced El Chapo in June, and it believes he will go there. He's got this reputation, though, for breaking out, including what they call a sensational 2015 escape from maximum security prisons down in central Mexico. He communicated with accomplices for weeks via cell phone, went into an escape hatch beneath his shower, hopped on the back of a waiting motorcycle and sped through a mile-long tunnel that had been dug underneath the prison. That's how he escaped last time.
They dug him a one-mile-long tunnel just to get him out?
El Chapo's people are loyal, Jimmy. Prisoners at Supermax spend years in solitary confinement, often go days with only a few words spoken to them. It is a high-tech version of hell, according to one former prisoner, designed to shut down all sensory perception. Most inmates are given a television. Their only actual view of the outside world is a 4-inch window, but the windows are designed to prevent you from even determining where you are in the actual museum, or excuse me, actual facility, the actual prison. Human interaction is minimal. All meals Rockstar eating within feet of their toilets.
That's a little alone time.
Is that the worst part of it? You have to eat right next to the loo?
Your bed's concrete. Kind of
your
bad.
Bed is concrete's pretty bad.
Said that you go years without touching another human being in there.
The facility is guarded by razor wire fences, gun towers, heavily armed patrols, and attack dogs. Here's the quote, though, that might come back to haunt us.
We need some sharks and piranhas.
And he's got to pay for that wall.
He does. He's part Poor of the guy. People paying for the wall. If ever there was an escape-proof prison, it's the facility at Florence, said Burl Kane, the former longtime warden of maximum security Louisiana Penitentiary at Angola. It's the prison of all prisons. That's the challenge there now.
Well, the thing is not just inescapable. It's the fact that he gets people on the inside that
right.
Help
it's
him.
Always an inside job.
Like, yeah. He can't bust out himself, but he can have help.
But if he gets out of this one, there's nothing that can hold him because this is apparently the one that's designed that nobody can get out of.
See, I always thought it was like underground, like three levels under the earth, like where we keep our missile silos.
Yeah, I think people would call that inhumane because you don't get the sun. But I don't know. I mean, these people are pretty inhumane people.
All right, what else in trash? Okay. I was just wondering what was next.
A clash of cultures is it's like we're on the news desk. What else you got, Ryan? A clash of cultures has erupted in New York City. Some rich Brooklynites upset their luxury apartment building is being ruined by rowdy young college students. You wouldn't like that, right, Dunaway? You pay for a nice apartment, a bunch of college kids in there?
I don't know. What does she look like?
There were girls sunbathing topless up there. Oh, a tenant with a young child told the New York Post. My wife was like, WTF. There are a lot of families here. Honey, you go down there. I'm going to take care of this.
I'm going to talk to him. In 20 minutes, I'm going to go down there and talk.
You take Johnny back to our apartment, and I am going to clean this roof up. I'll be back in an hour. A female tenant said the students take over the gym. They're wearing earbuds, yelling to each other. It's not where you want to be as an adult. The Azure is the name of the apartment building. 628 square foot, two bedroom apartment. That's tiny. How big is this studio? 500 square feet?
So two bedrooms.
It's basically this studio plus the control room and maybe a little bit more. Maybe.
Okay. If I'm getting topless sunbathing, you gotta.
Well, how much are you willing to pay for that? 628 square foot, two bedroom apartment in Brooklyn cost per month.
I'm willing to pay $1,800 a month.
$3,950 a month.
I'm probably making more if I'm good enough to work in New York.
Probably so. You can live it. Here's a weird story out of Missouri.
New Yorkers who are topless?
Yeah.
I'm out.
Brooklyn. College students, though. Here's a weird story out of Missouri. John Sunvold, our previous guest, will like this one. A Missouri woman is accused of poisoning her husband with antifreeze, placing his body on a bed, setting him on fire so she could
marry someone else.
An inmate.
Oh, wow.
Good news is she's probably about to be one herself. KMIZ reported that Amy Murray of Iberia, Missouri, faces charges of the death of her husband. She faces first-degree murder charges, armed criminal action charges, and jailed with a $750,000 bond. She was having an affair on the side with an inmate at the Jefferson City Correctional Center where she worked as a nurse.
How do we get rid of him? Do the antifreeze thing, and I would burn him in the bed.
Yeah, I mean,
people spontaneously combust all the time.
They'll never know.
Yeah, she's probably at the same prison with El Chapo at some point. We can call her El Wicho.
Oh, man.
Jeez. I was going to use a B word, but...
Some life pro tips for you here. These are fantastic. All five of these, I think I may use at one time. You got to make a difficult choice. A lot of times you flip a coin, right? Right?
Yes. I'm about 50-50 on it.
Flip a coin. Judge your response to the choice that wins. If you're upset with what won, you know what the real choice was, right?
Yeah. Flip it, and if you don't like it, then go with the other one.
Yeah. Right. That's a good one. If you want to lessen your food consumption, chew slower.
I've always thought that. Like, I shovel, like, Fiesta soup that Maggie makes.
You're doing that now.
I shovel it in there. Yeah. I love it so much. I always go with a smaller spoon to make it last long.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Once you open a pistachio, now this is one I won't use because I need a lot of pistachios. For this reason, though. Use the shells to pry open the remaining pistachios. Your fingernails will thank you. You can tear your hands up eating pistachios. I don't really care for them.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So it's pistachios for you? It's not pistachios?
Pistachios for me.
Pistachios for me.
Oh, God. I'm
pistachios for me.
So sorry, guys.
I don't like them, so I don't care.
I apologize. Fourth pro tip. When making nachos, this one is fantastic, Rush. It's the best one of the whole list. Listen to this. When making tacos, first put a
tortilla.
Excuse me. When making nachos, first put a tortilla underneath your chips to turn leftover toppings into a taco. How good is that? Everything that falls off the chips, you just fold it up at the end and eat it.
I just always have more chips on the side, and I start scooping it up with the extra chips. I get you.
Scrape that cheese with your finger.
Yep. Number five, open chip bags upside down. They've been sitting upright most of their lives, which makes most of the seasoning settle to the bottom of the bag.
I've done that before. Or I do a nice little shake.
A little shake to...
Yeah, an upside down shake.
Sort it out a little bit. Hey, real quick finish. I'm going to leave the movies for Lance, Rockstar, so we can punt those to tomorrow because he's such a good big movie guy. If you want to destroy a photo of your ex and eat free wings this Valentine's Day, Hooters is your spot. They're offering guests 10 wings for free when you share a photo of your ex. You shred a photo of your ex. So bring the photo to your local Hooters. The Hooters girl will rip it into pieces. You get free wings. It's valid, of course, on Valentine's Day.
That'll show Jennifer, won't it? You want to break up with me? I'm going to get 10 wings with a picture of you.
That's right. Hooters wife is going to rip that thing up.
Hey, speaking
of Dave, see if Dave will do that for you.
Speaking of Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer Aniston's birthday yesterday. We told you that in Trash on the Table. Which football coach sent happy birthday wishes via Twitter to Jennifer Aniston, you think?
I've seen it, but it was easily predicted.
Bill Belichick.
It was not Bill Belichick. It would be Joey Saltwater now. Lane Kiffin. Well played, Lane. Well played. That's Trash on the Table.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram. @ Jim Dunaway.